from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Palestinians shot dead in West Bank. Israel says its military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence came one day after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. The Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. In the meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who've become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees currently are stranded along the Syria-Jordan border. The Colombian National Anthem kicks off a week-long summit hosted by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, as it begins Saturday in the jungle conclave known as Yari Plains. FARC rebels are gathering for their 10th Congress, this time to discuss a peace agreement that is expected to be signed on September 26 with the government, entering half a century of civil war in Colombia. Colombia's five decades of conflict have led to 220,000 people